Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. I know, settle down. I'm excited, too. She's the president of the Gaydon Institute. She's the galactic guru of healthcare policy. Nobody on the planet knows more than she does. And when she speaks, people listen, as in the Congress. She testified last week before Congress. She's going to testify next week before Congress. They can't get enough of her because she's so smart. And when she says things, it makes sense. And we're so fortunate to have her be part of our brain trust now for almost 21 years. We got her right out of elementary school. Grace Marie Turner, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. Tell us what you told Congress last week. What was the subject matter, and what did you tell them?
The Democrat-controlled House Education and Labor Committee called a hearing to look at ways that they can basically embarrass Republicans again over this pre-existing condition nonsense, and basically saying that if this Texas court case, and we can talk about that in a minute, were up to be upheld, everybody in the country is going to lose their protection for pre-existing conditions. And it's just so not true.
Yeah.
We talked a lot about the...
I don't know any Republicans who are not in favor of covering pre-existing conditions. Is there one out there that isn't?
No, and every single one of them in their questions and answers during this four-hour hearing, every single one of them said, of course we want to protect people for pre-existing conditions, but not in such a way that we drive all the healthy people out of the market. The individual market has lost 3 million people out of 15 because they are losing their coverage that they can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
We had one person talk to us at an event we did recently, Senator from Virginia, who said that one of his constituents wrote him and said, okay, I just got my premium notice, $4,000 a month.
Wow.
To protect my family. He said,
wow,
that's more than my mortgage. No way I can afford that.
No.
What are you going to do?
Huh.
Well, what Republicans have tried to do is to make it easier for people with association health plans, short-term limited duration plans, giving employers other options through health reimbursement arrangements. And the Democrats are trying to actually, the hearing tomorrow is, that I've testified before, they're trying to undo the regulatory flexibility that the Trump administration has given them through these several things. So not only are they sticking with Obamacare to the death, but now they want to undo the flexibility that the White House has provided, which, by the way, the White House released a report from the Council of Economic Advisers saying that this regulatory flexibility, including the repeal of the individual mandate, will yield $450 billion over 10 years in social goods to the American economy.
Wow.
$450 billion from the regulatory flexibility and choices that the Trump administration and the last Congress.
Well, let me bring this really close to home. A member of my family was able to take advantage of those new regulations, those new offerings.
Uh-huh.
And that policy went from an Obamacare policy down two-thirds. The premium dropped by two-thirds for the same coverage.
Right.
In fact, it might even be better coverage.
It's because they don't have to cover all of these ridiculous things.
That's exactly right. The mandates.
Insurance companies have to go through. And these are policies that people like. They give them protection. And as I will tell them in my testimony, some states are trying to repeal these. If the federal government doesn't succeed, the states want to make sure those policies can't be
available. What is wrong with what is it? I don't understand, Grace Marie, how you see something working, and even if it wasn't what you thought was going to happen, even if it's not maybe what you would prefer, but you see it working for real people. How do you, with a straight face and any sense of shame, say we don't want that anymore? How do you do that?
They basically said that they call it junk insurance. It is not. And another study has shown this is insurance is just as comprehensive, especially with these association health plans, just as comprehensive as regular employer-based health insurance. They can't control it, Jim.
Yeah.
And yet
it's all about control.
Very well, foreclosing, the only option available to people is either be uninsured or buy these plans now, these new kinds of plans.
Yeah.
Short-term plans, which actually can be extended for up to 3 years, or association health plans, which allows small businesses to group together to get some of the economies of scale.
That's huge, folks. That makes sense. Grace Marie, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. We're going to come back and let Grace Marie give us some more of her wisdom and experience and knowledge after the break. You don't want to miss this because this affects you and your small business. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.